And Jim, we love this next lady. She appeared on The Bachelor, on Bachelor in Paradise. She won I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She's a podcast host. And tonight, she's appearing on The 100 with Andy Lee. Please welcome the one, the only, Abby Chatfield. Abby, welcome.
Hello, thank you. What an intro. What an absolute wonderful intro.
Well, Abs, you're the one doing all this stuff, mate. We're just reading it out.
Thank you. It's very nice.
Does it blow you, Abs? Like, it feels like all this has happened quite quickly. Like, you know, you just keep going from strength to strength.
Yeah, it's quite weird. I mean, what, 26 months ago, I was working in an office job in Brisbane in real estate, you know, and now I've got all this. I've got a great resume now, so it's very exciting.
Is there ever a part of you where you're like, oh, you know, I really could have been big in the real estate world?
Not one part of me. Not an iota. I'm so glad I got out.
Yeah, you don't drive past like a Ray White and be like, oh, that could have been me.
No, I literally worked at Ray White commercial. Oh. I literally worked at Ray White.
Do you keep in contact with anyone from Ray White? Just be like, hey, what are you guys up to? How's the office?
Do you often ever message Ray?
Yeah. I mean, not Ray himself, you know. Rest in peace, Ray. But I definitely message. I have a group chat with some of the girls I used to work with, so I literally do still talk to them and talk about, bitch about the same people. I get my office gossip.
Just that. To stay up to date with it.
Oh. I'm like, how's it going? God, he's a dick. He's still a dick.
They ever hit you up for anything? Like, hey, Abs, I'd love one of those Vush vibrators. You can hook me up with one.
No, I mean, they actually don't, which is, I probably should send a few to the office so that the girls deal with the people they work with. But,
throw it in. You buy this apartment, you get one of these vibrators as well. It's been...
At the open home, a tray of vibrators.
Abs, I guess let's talk about The 100. Obviously, on there tonight, the filming process, I mean, how did that go? Of course, with most of the mainland being in lockdown, so obviously you got to squeeze in the episode, which is good. But what can we expect from the ep tonight?
It's very exciting. I was very excited to meet Andy Lee. I've said a few times this morning that I'd rather meet Andy Lee than Rihanna. Like, he is my one celebrity I'd ever want to meet. So I was very nervous to meet him. I cried when I found out that I was doing it because he's my number one. I don't know. I'm just weirdly have a thing about him. Not a love thing, just like an admiration thing.
Is it both, like Hamish and Andy, or are you just a massive Andy fan?
I think it is both. But I think it's that, Andy, you throw me a bone. So I got excited.
Yeah, Hamish did invite you to Lego Masters.
Yeah, so Andy's now the favourite. Sorry, Hamish. But no, the episode's great. They're amazing comedians. And, you know, I get asked about... You're kind of put on the spot, right? Because Andy gets you on stage and says, who knows who this is? Mm. So you kind of, you know, you're humbled.
Yeah, back down to earth kind of thing. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. But it's a great show. I was trying to hold back tears of laughter while we were filming so that we could get the filming done in time. But it was really wonderful.
Without giving too much away from tonight, we want people to go watch. It's a great show. We watched it last week. Is there something that you learn? Like, people sort of responded to a question and you went, "Oh, I didn't think Australia was that way."
Yeah, it actually was in a positive way. There was a question about Dipper, my interaction with Dipper on I'm a Celebrity, where he said that I should put more clothes on. And the response was, I was pleasantly surprised. I was very scared for that question when I read it out, but it was good.
Okay, well that's great. I mean, well, let's talk about other shows going around at the moment. Abs, of course, you're an expert on The Batch. You were on that. Mm. You were on The Bachelor in Paradise. This season, Jimmy's season, a little bit of a flop, Abby. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. See, I actually am doing Bachelor Recaps at the moment on my podcast, and I interviewed Jimmy, and he is wonderful. I think he's so interesting, so funny. So I don't think it's not Jimmy. Maybe it's, I don't know. I have no idea because it's a good season. It was a bit slow to start, but now there's a lot of drama.
Just fatigue? Like, because we obviously have it all the time. Do you think it's just it needs a rest and then come back?
Maybe also because of, if I'm being honest, Channel 10 might kill me for this, but I because I love you guys at Channel 10, but maybe it's the casting process has been ruined by COVID. Yeah. So I think it's all by Zoom. So maybe it's the casting of the of the contestants.
Yeah, okay. So potentially they're getting the wrong people on the show. All right. Well, fair. I mean, there is one season we're excited for. Of course, that's Brooke's season.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest with you, Abby. I applied for Brooke's season and I didn't get through the old interview process. So
if it was in person, mate, you would have got through, I reckon. It was
exactly.
I'll be honest. It was hard via Zoom because it's just people talking over each other. And it was just, in the end, I sort of was like, I don't even want to do this because it's just a bunch of dudes yelling and then you're getting cut off.
Yeah, no, I feel like it's way too hard to see personalities on Zoom. I mean, I'm not a casting, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking out my ass right now. But, sorry, you should have messaged me. I could have put in a good word. I'm sure I had one contact that could have helped out.
Well, now you tell me.
You just lost them all, Abs.
At the time, I didn't know it was Brooke. I'm even more disappointed. Now, you must be very excited for Brooke's season.
Oh, yeah, she's a really good friend of mine. So I'm very, very excited to watch it. And obviously the LGBT representation and a woman of colour, an Aboriginal woman, it's going to be so amazing.
How do you think it'll work, Abs? How do you think the season will work, of course, with two genders in there?
I heard they have two mansions.
Oh,
separate mansions.
So, I don't know. I wonder if there'll be some crossover, you know? More than one love story.
I was hoping they'll hook it up in the mansion and then, you know what I mean?
I hope so as well. I hope there's some drama.
Abby, can I just go back to the 100? Can I ask you, because we've seen a bit on your socials about this, you know, and we actually applaud it. It's great. This anti-vax stuff, you're calling people out. If you were on the 100 and you got to ask a question to Australia, would you ask potentially something about anti-vax and how people feel about the vaccination process?
You know, I did get a chance to ask a question and I should have asked that, but I didn't. I wish I'd called you before. should have asked that. Yeah. I didn't though.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Had
the opportunity.
I'd like to know.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, obviously, you've taken a stance against some of the people coming out as anti-vax and that kind of stuff as well, Abs. Has there been anybody that's kind of surprised you, particularly in, like, the social media realm, that you've gone, you know what, had enough of you, delete, block?
No one that surprised me.
Yeah. isn't that the most disappointing thing, though? Like, the people that you think, I mean, they just meet that expectation. You're like, oh, I know, you are a flog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're on the fence. You know, and then you see it and you're like, oh, God, all right. I was waiting to unfollow you anyway.
Now you gave me a reason.
Well, see Abby Chatfield, we bloody love you. You're always so fun to have on the show. You are welcome absolutely anytime. Good luck tonight. Make sure you check out The 100 with Andy Lee. Abby is on that tonight. Abs, thanks for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.